Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I just want to go on a vacation. I want to go on a retreat. All that thing in heaven, what they are saying is that your number is not ringing again. Did Peter leave to go on that fishing trip with the intention to offend God? He just wanted some space, you know. And he wanted to go alone. It was John that said, I go with thee. He didn't call them. I need some space. The man we put our hope on, we prayed, we fasted, we were together on the mountain, he's dead. I fought my friends on the street. When they told me that this thing you will suffer for it, I told them we have found the Messiah. In fact, there was a particular day that he asked us, who do men say I am? I was the one who spoke. And he told me I spoke by the Spirit. And I posted it on Facebook. This Jesus is the Christ. Wherever he leads us, we will go. We are not looking back. Then you lose your wife. Or you lost your job. They told it was a promotion letter, but what you got was a sack letter. Is it? You are looking for where he is. You say, sir, did you see the letter? And God is usually quiet. Oh. That period, he will be very quiet. If you like, break and storm the gates of heaven with your prayers, prayer anointing. B, the gate will not break. B, then. These are real situations. God put it there so that you can learn. Just pick that book and read it. I'm telling you. All these Adley Chase and whatever you people read. Someone say, I like romantic novels. Novels. I say, she's spiritual. Say, I don't like romantic novels. I say, by the time you see the result of this thing you are doing, may God help you. Yeah, Peter went to the river and Jesus came and said, children, have you caught anything? The way he referred to them, I expected Peter to have been angry. Please sit down. I expected Peter to have been angry and say, who is this guy? Because if anything, you will see my beard. And in that economy, they grow beards. Real one, oh, not all these stylish ones you people have now. Say, children, do you have any bread? Have you caught any fish? If you have been with God, you should know there are some. There's a way he talks sometimes. Even without hearing, thus hear the Lord. Huh? You're supposed to. There's a way God talks to you. Sometimes when you are talking to your friends, and they just use that line. Just, okay. He's saying something. You will now wait. The person will now switch, go back to another thing. But God has spoken. So I expected Peter to be angry, but he was so disillusioned, he didn't even have space for anger again. This is not my message. I'll enter my message now, but this one is for somebody. Definitely when I enter this express, I know it's for somebody. Please hear me. Oh, just hear me in the spirit. Hear me with your heart. Because maybe we have one or two people here now who are trying to be smart. The broad way is never God's way. It's a narrow way. God is never in popular things. Never! No matter who is saying it, who is rooting for it, who is shouting, who is approving it, who is saying it. When the COVID thing happened and people shut down and everybody went online and were shouting, it's not about gathering, you can do online service. Abi, people are shouting this. People shouted and put their blood on the line as if COVID will not end. Is it not this Nigeria? If anything that enters Nigeria must have an end date. It may be killing them elsewhere. You know, those people that brought it, they are still having millions. Yeah, we are living our life like, you know, we've been suffering here for a long time. It's not all this COVID. What's COVID? What's COVID? People die here of hunger. People drive in traffic on Third Mainland and they just freeze and die there in traffic. What are you talking about? People die in special ways here. You just go and say, what's COVID? What's COVID? Even the people shout, many of them don't believe it. Somebody said, COVID is real. I said, I've never heard your voice this loud before. And you're a Christian. I've never heard you say, Jesus is coming again. You false evangelist. I'm not saying you should not protect yourself. I mean, that's your problem. I mean, your problem is your problem. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But I'm just saying, and if you want to take the vaccine, take it. It's just water inside. There's nothing there. If you want to take it, take it. I don't have a problem with you. It's your body. But when you take it, call me. Don't touch me. Don't shake me. Don't hug me. Don't spread it to me. Give me a chance first. So you can take it. I don't have an issue with you taking it. If they say I should come to White House now, they say, but you must take. Ah, give me three. Give one here. Give one here. Give one here. Ah, where is the president? Let me pray for you. Collect $10 million check. I will come and build church here. Is it that because... punch it. Press it away. Press it away. Press it away. I don't have a problem with that one. But when you now raise COVID as a higher authority than the authority of our God, I will fight you. Peter Mampiro, do you know that despite the fact they were rowing towards Jesus, he didn't know it was Jesus again. His spiritual sight had been taken away. The first thing Satan will touch when he captures a Samson is his eyes. The ability to perceive, the ability to sense when what is going around you. That's how you know you're in danger. When you cannot sense anything, just is the ability to perceive, to see. It was taken away from Daniel. So people thought that Daniel's strength was in his power was in his strength. His strength was actually in his sight. Because the moment they took the sight, even though the strength was there, he couldn't dispense it. Your sight is important. And every time the devil tries to cloud your sight, he will appeal to your emotions. The moment he gets you into that space, you can't see again. That's why I told you in the first service, separate your emotion from work. When you do it, you will see rebellious people immediately. Don't go to a place and say, I made three friends today. Stop it. Which friend? I have colleagues. Friendship is a very strong word. Very strong word. Don't use it anyhow. Say, my friend. They'll soon break your heart again. Nothing dampens spiritual perception like depression, self-consciousness, and emotionalism. Write it down. Peter was looking at Jesus like this. It was the one who loved him that said, is the Lord. Peter didn't see anything. The organ that we gave the Constitution of Federal Republic and the staff of authority say, be ruling, bring multitude into the body of Christ. Was doing something, preparing Amala. He started a restaurant, was selling Amala. The one that the heaven said has a global mandate. And yet, when Jesus spoke to him, what did he say? You know, when they got to the seashore, what did he meet Jesus doing? Roasting fish. Where did the fish come from? That you want to lose your ministry for. That you want to follow a man and die. And be you want to marry and they have prayer point. See, it's here. We didn't even have to go into the waters to get it. We didn't have to risk your life for it. Just only for you to stay with me and trust me that everything I said, I am capable to bring it to pass because I am God. Because I am God. That if I decide today that you will not work again and you'll be having $1 million every day, it will happen. That if I just decide. Somebody say, Baba, decide. When God said to Abraham, he said, from today, whosoever blesses you is blessed. That's the same thing I just said now. From today, whoever curses you, bam, is cursed. We don't like Abraham the way he's always kind. He said like a proud man. Boom. Curse. Oh yeah. Share for his family. People, excuse me, when God made that statement, how many people were there? If not that it was documented, would you know? Only for you to notice that people are dying around Abraham because they imagine vain things against the Lord's anointed. A covenanted man is a dangerous man. Don't live your life carelessly. That's why those of you guys go about saying new creation reality is not the only thing in the Bible. Say amen. I say new creation reality is not the only thing in the Bible. It's always what people have done that you like. Who died? But rising up, go and cry. You, what have you done? New creation reality is the foundation. The other thing, then Paul said, Hebrews said, let's go on to perfection. That one now, when we start down now, nobody will talk because nobody likes perfection matter. Next year, we'll go teach. Next year, don't worry, just delete. Don't assume that you didn't hear anything. Next year, ignorance will squeeze the neck. A lot of people are ignorant, it's just spiritually, innocently. Ignorant. When he came, do you notice Jesus didn't talk about his sin? Jesus didn't talk about that. But guy, and I trusted you. Why did you deny me? He just one girl. That girl's not even fire. You denied me from the girl. I don't know what came over me. You know, there was a fire. It was a campfire. We went for a campfire program. You know, people are just there eating suya. We started talking. Then she asked me if I know you. I said no. You know, I didn't want to spoil the mood, the atmosphere. All these campfire things. In the NYC, we have one campfire thing we did. Was it just before passing out or something? I don't know. That's when people connect finally. Try it. Guy, be serious. Jesus didn't talk about his sin. Jesus did not even talk about what he was doing there. Have you eaten? Say yes. Yeah, follow me. Let's walk. Peter, master. Then he stopped. Look into his eyes. Do you love me more than this food you just ate? Because it seems every time you derailed, it was something about your belly. It seemed something about your personal comfort. It seems something about your marital destiny. It seems something about money in your pocket. Peter, we are about to take a major step from here. But I want to know something. Because I've been defending you in heaven. And the thing is becoming somehow. Do you love me more than what the world can give you? In case I decide not to give you again. What did Peter say? Say, Master, you know. Will Peter stand in front of God and be lying? Forget about what he did, though, that he came to water to look for fish and to start his career again. Forget about that. Let's just talk about the faith confession. Because now people are just posting things online, faith confession, I'm blessed, I cannot be cursed. Satan is not on Facebook. Your village demons and your village are not on Facebook. So you better be sure where you are posting what you are posting. Peter, did he call John? Who told Peter that it was Jesus? John, but they did not call John. Why didn't Jesus make the faithful one the head of the church? Doesn't it make sense? This John, holy master, very spiritual. Even the way he speaks in tongues. Very focused. John, when he prays, he weeps. You can see the passion of the Christ. If you sing for Peter, I'm just looking at you. This choir, I don't even know. John, even if the keyboard is not working. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Begin to cry. Ah! Our pastor is very touched. His emotions are tender. Hallelujah. Say, John, don't, when John is worshiping, don't touch him. Worship, praise, worship should be 40 minutes. But if John sees that the spirit is moving, continue. Before you say you want to cast, John will fall under anointing. Roll. If the pastor of the church is rolling at Folakemi's worship, why you want to stop? Are you out of your mind? You want to stop the worship? Can't you see that the spirit of God is doing something new? Yeah, Jesus did not call John. He told John to be assistant. The one that denied, not just once, 3 times. I see a leadership anointing upon you. Say, deny you. Say, hey, come. Because you will have mercy for the derailings of others. You will know what it means when your church members derail. You'll be able to rebuke them and still. This one, the master, is in the spirit, but he doesn't have leadership. John can pray, be in the house 7 hours, pray. He won't ask whether people have eaten. That's why when they were quarreling about food, they didn't go to John in the book of Acts. They went to Peter. Say, people are fighting for food. They say, food no reach. Peter said, but you people, men are they show respect now. I'm a man of God. Appoint the king. You see John, see Philip, see Andrew. This thing, I know we are one in Christ, but I mean, we should focus on the word of God. They came to Peter. Because Peter, anything food, that's his area. Even when he backslided, it was food he went for fish. That's his area. They know him. It's not like a secret. They know him. He cannot fast. He doesn't have revelation of fasting. Because Jesus has done everything. Amen. Piro. The serious matter. Do you love me more than this? Make I enter this message for 20 minutes. I beg. Is somebody getting blessed? He said, do you love me more than this? Say, Master, I love you. Walk with me again. Well, maybe you can say that because where you are in your life now, you don't really have so much at stake. So let's walk again. Let's come here. Now you need, at this junction for us to proceed, you need to hand over, drop your job. So now again I ask you, do you still love me more than this job? And your American citizenship. Say, Master, by the grace of God, we have come this far. We love you. Okay. So we open the next door. That you are seeing now that every time you think God shut a door on you, it was not you he shut the door on. There was a question you failed. The question of your love life. Whether your love tank can sustain that new level, or there will be a trade-off and you will end up going back to look for fish. Now every time you thought God was difficult, you needed to ask yourself where your love allegiance lies. I don't know if you have to be. So we'll go again 3 times. By the time they got to the third spot, which was where the Jesus now made a statement again. He said, do you love me more than this? The Bible says Peter was offended. Get me that one. Verse what? 17. And he said to him a third time, Simon, Omo Babae, son of Jonas, do you love me? Peter was grieved. Because the question was now looking like a trust issue. You keep saying this thing. You keep repeating yourself. Pastor, every time I call you, keep referring to this situation. Something that happened in the past. I told you I was sorry. And you are using this time to bring the issue back. Is there something you want from me? My personality, my integrity is at stake. You said when you forgive, you do not remember. You are raising the same issue again. Third time. They were trying to gauge whether the flesh is still alive. This one He looks too strong for this work. You cannot serve God if your ego is involved. God, there are things about this job that ego cannot allow. He said he was grieved. He was offended. Because he said unto him a third time, is it that the first two times I said to you, you did not believe me, yet you kept quiet and gave me the impression that you knew what I said was true? Lovest thou me? And he said, Lord, thou knowest all things, and you know that I love thee. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Next verse. You see this third level. Now I want to explain why we have to ask you the question. You see those other two levels. It allows for igbakuba. There's something about to call igbakuba. Ashakasha. It allows for anyhow behavior. But where we have gotten to now, there must be a public stance for Christ. There must be a public stance for what you believe in. You will now be hated for the public statements you make. People will now take your statements and misconstrue it and make it say what you announce. Because now you cannot afford to be quiet again. This is the ultimate test of your ministry and your work with me. Say, when you are young, you guard yourself. That means you wear your belt. The belt just piece of the belt of truth. According to Ephesians. Is it Ephesians or Galatians? Ephesians. Ephesians 6. The belt of truth. And you walked wherever you wanted. Say, well, when you are old, you will stretch forth your hands. That old there is not talking about his physical age. It's talking about his spiritual stature. When you are old, this evidence of your spiritual maturity will be in your willingness to now be led. Not where you found the revelation and you are jumping up and down and nobody could control you. It will now in your ability to sit in a place and not be moved by the noise of the market. He said, but when thou shalt be old, you shall stretch forth your hands and another shall get thee. That means now you will have to allow others minister to you. They will introduce you to other levels of truth. They will get you. Because the journey ahead now, you cannot rest on your own revelation. You must move from an I to a we. You must have a body mentality. You must have a communal mentality. We must allow ourselves minister to each other. I must be humble enough to say that this particular anointing is with this person, let him minister. And this person has this other one. It's not going to be about a particular person anymore. But that is going to be significant in your old age. He said, and they will carry you to places you don't want to go. Next verse. He said, this spoke he, signifying by what death? It should glorify God. Now you are comfortable denying me when you are by the campfire with Ifeanyi. Now, this is how you are going to die. Excuse me. When Jesus was promising them houses, you remember? Promise them house. Promise them money. Is it like he's changing his mind now? There is a general provision of the law. But there is a specific application that may differ from the general provision. As far as God was concerned, whoever is the head of the church, this is how he would die. You must follow the footsteps of the one who handed over to you. You can't shine more than him. Hey! You can't shine more than him. Who are you? And they hung me on cross. You want to die inside limousine? Ah, bro, which ministry have you received? So in answer, when he was saying, love me, love me, love me, it was not, it's because of this death. That day you will pray, God will not hear. That day you will say, if I be a man of God, let fire fall down. It is water that will fall, rain will fall. It's like that man is not anointed like before again. Yeah. It's like today is the day. Only one request. Please, turn me upside down. Don't let me die. I'm not a messiah, I'm just a messenger. So turn me upside down. And those guys did not mind. They turned him and stabbed him. And I imagine that as they were stabbing him, all he was hearing was, "Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me?" If you lose your job now, will it define my relationship with you? If your marriage plan ends 3 days to the wedding day, what happens to you? If you take this journey thinking that you will spend 100 years with your wife and you find that it was just 12 years and something happens, what happens to you? At what point will you consider me not worthy enough to be your Lord again? That is the question that was being asked here. Then he began to talk about John. Say, what about this one? Because as an assistant now, you need to give me prophetic word for John. Let me be able to minister to him. That's why. You want to minister to him. You want to tell him that you came back from the mountain and God spoke to you about the church members. He said, "Young man, I know you like prophecy." He said, "But you do what? Follow me. Don't be distracted by other people's matter. You, what should you do? Follow me. You too that you are looking, waiting for prophecy. Look at me. I'm greeting you. Follow me. Bro, you are still around. Market. Follow me." He called some at the 9th hour, called some at the 12th hour, called some at the 11th hour. On that scripture, I read the book of 1 Kings 19. First Kings 19. Shakabala barakatezi alaba. Ogenedo. Verse 12. Ogenedo. Ogenedo. Grateful Lord. When we see him on that day, our excitement, at least for me, will be that despite all my feelings, I wasn't wrong about you. I know me, I have problem, but about who I thought you, Almighty God, was, I know I wasn't wrong. And I choose to hide behind who you are and not who I became. I'm satisfied with that one. Crown or no crown, I'm satisfied just to be here with you. Knowing that I was right. Knowing that every time I said to people that Jesus is the only way, that I was right. Knowing that I won't have to worry about church members who are sick or who are going in for operation, surgery. Just knowing that we can all be here and we don't have to worry about dying. Knowing that at the end of the day, God won. Knowing that. Verse 12. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire was a still small voice. Go ahead, quickly. And it was so when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in a mantle and went out and stood in at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" It was not expected. You have come on a journey that was not in your schedule for today. But it's okay. Next verse. And he said, "I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken you." They have forsaken your covenant. They've thrown down your altars. That thrown down altars, including the rubbish you post on Facebook. And they slew your prophets with the sword. And even I'm left. And now they seek my life to take it away. Next verse. And the Lord said unto him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Azahel to be where? King over Syria." Next one. "And Jehu to be the son of Nimshi." The son of Nimshi to be king over Israel. "And Elisha the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Mehola, thou shalt anoint to be prophet in your stead. Next verse. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall escape the son of Azael shall Jehu slay, and he that shall escape from the son of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Next verse. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. Great. Now, what do you have in the next verse? What did God tell him to do first? He said, anoint Azael. Then anoint Jehu. Where did he go first? He went for Elisha. And he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plying with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he passed by him, cast in his mantle. He didn't say anything. We are just passing. Did he say anything? Did Elisha wake up that morning thinking he had a calling? If anything, how much are we going to make today? Look at it. Next verse. And immediately he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. What was the last command Jesus gave to Peter? Follow me. Now, the same story here. He said, and I will follow you. Ah, then Elijah said, oh God, I don't know you, man. What happened was a mistake, you know. I don't know. Who are you again? Elijah acted like there was nothing. Because even after God has spoken, it is good to test the character of the idiot to know if he's worthy. Check him if he's worthy for what he's praying for. Check him. How do you master God? Test him. Test him. I know I heard God. But you remember that when he heard God, it was still small voice. He could have been wrong. Elijah could have been wrong. The only way to ascertain the authenticity of what he heard was to test. It's called you test for reliability, test for validity, and usability. Before you say the test is okay, you test three areas. He said, and I will follow you. And he said, okay, go back. Oh, I don't know. I just made a mistake. God bless you. Have a nice day. Sir, we know you. You don't drop things anyhow. Why did Elisha not feel like he was healed? Why is it that the moment the thing touched him, he felt a sense of calling? Because many times, God may not even speak to you with voices. He will speak to you by desires. Elisha didn't hear anything. The only thing is that the moment that thing touched him, he suddenly felt a desire to follow that man. Which was actually accurate. And I, he returned back from him, took a yoke of oxen, slew them, and boiled the flesh with the instrument of the oxen, and gave to the people, and they did eat. Then he arose, went after Elijah, and ministered unto him. Quickly, in 15 minutes. Let me tell you, the assignment for Azael was to secure a space, an ally for Israel. The instruction to anoint Jehu was to restore the nation and bring the nation back to God. But because he didn't have so much time left, he will also need to appoint someone. But you see, this one that we have appointed for me, what I carry, I have to train him. I cannot just use laying of hands to transfer it. So we need to go for this one first, so that he can learn with me on the journey. So that the day we will choose Jehu, he will be there. The day we will choose Azariah, he will know how we do it. It won't just be, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Obadiah. It's there. Before you start quoting scriptures that don't exist and saying God revealed it to you in the spirit realm, is why we are telling you, come and follow to learn. Come and say, follow to learn. Follow to become. Exactly. You are too big to follow. You are too big to be appointed. Even God is like that. You are too busy to go on a date. You are too busy to go out and watch film. You are too busy to be married. let's go out and have fun. We have a prayer meeting, just want to pray. I'm my prayer partner. And we know that prayer partner, she knows they pray small prayer. Now 4 hours, 5 hours, and so she did prayer. I want to marry you. This one is prayer partner. Let's agree. Yeah. Pastor, I love her, but she's spiritual. What do you mean? I'm not saying she should not be spiritual. I'm just telling you, open your eyes. Don't use your prayer life to threaten anybody. Because me, I pray 1 hour, I pray 2 hours. But you and your prayer partner, and I know the girl, she's slender like this. And it's because of all this fasting and prayer. She refused to add weight. And now you are praying 5 hours, 6 hours every day. What was the problem? I'm not competing for space with your prayer partner. Let's be loving God, though. I'll go and meet Sister Busola or somebody else that we can be doing our 1 hour JJ. I will be moving on. Well, if you are going to be a pastor, you need the other one. So I got to tell you, don't go and meet the one that is doing 30 minutes prayer. That 6 hours is the one you need. Now, I want to x-ray this verse for you. And then I go. Look at that verse again. The moment Elisha dropped the mantle upon him, a question of allegiance. There's a call over your life. There's a mandate now that the reality has dawned upon your heart. The price tag is your family allegiance. Let me kiss my father and my mother. That's another way of saying, let me hand over my inheritance so that I can be free to follow you. Even though God spoke to Elijah and said to him, this guy is going to be your replacement. Elijah tried to find out if this guy was leadership material. And I dare say to you, there are a lot of spiritual people that are not leadership material. The best thing about them is their talk. When they talk, you feel them, but after that, nothing. There are people you ask them, there's no water at home, there's no seaway, there's no, we don't have drinking water. They will tell you don't have faith. Say, we have to trust God for everything. And they squeeze their face and make you feel like they are in the realm of the spirit. Say, Brother Adams, if your wife starts calling you Brother Adams, you see how smart I am. Say, Brother Adams. If your wife needs to be quoting Bible to you to remind you of your responsibility, there's a problem. And your problem is your problem. And it's in your pocket. There is a question of allegiance that every believer that will matter in this earth for God, we need to answer. And please don't tell me you answered that cry in the last worship song. Please don't tell me that. Because for you to answer that cry, your options will be placed in front of you. You will see it. You don't know people that God will tell that, don't go to that school and collect your certificate. Don't go. I don't want to see in front of that school again. God will tell you, don't go there again. I don't want to see you. Because he knows that your eye know the rest. You read IT and information technology and COVID-19. That was your first degree. So there's a temptation that if this degree is in your hand, before you know it, you open LinkedIn account. Say, I don't want to see you in ABU again. You, this man, I don't want to see you there again. Say, my father, we have crusade. I said, I don't want to see you there. Because he knows your heart. From doing crusade, you will enter admission office. Please, our result. Say, okay, just sign here. Before you know it, there's one opportunity somewhere. It's not getting a job that is the problem. The problem is that Baba said, don't go there. And it's dangerous for you to be plotting your life based on other people's spiritual experiences. You don't know what God said to them. In fact, they may not even have heard God. There could be a cloud effect. And that's why when God really wants to deal with you, he will isolate you first and speak to you. If that day that Elisha saw Elijah, if his friends were there, they will confuse him. A question of allegiance. Number two, whenever God speaks to you by the still small voice or by a word in your heart, always subject it to a test. It takes a lot of spiritual experience to know at that level. Over time, when you interact at that level, you can discern certain things. But don't close your mind or your heart to testing that urgency of Elijah. He needed to be sure, so he tested him. Let me see whether he will follow me. Elijah didn't come and say, Kamala Monday, your name is Elijah. Elijah, man of God, go deeper. He didn't do it. He just tested him. Because some people went deeper. They gave them the kingdom and they brought the witch of Endor into the city. Like Saul. So it's not, we are not doing that one again. We'll test you. Someone that cannot. Peter, do you know Peter was older than Jesus physically? Peter was older. That's why he's alive. Because everybody that was his mate, they killed them. Jesus doesn't have age mate. You don't have age mate. You only have grace mate. Father, all my mates. Who said that? I'm not joking. They that compare themselves with others, they are not wise. My friends, they have all married. Who said so? What's your matric number? Let me delete your admission. You don't have, come tell your neighbor you don't have age mate. So there's no basis for comparison. My time is now, your time is next year. Doesn't matter, man. Always test any word you think you receive from the Lord. Subject it to test. If you feel that your emotions are too involved, I remember there was a time, and I shared this story before, when one of my family members needed to make a marital decision. But because of the sensitivity of that issue, then, because a few things had happened. So my mom called me and said, so person wants to get married. We found somebody. I like the person. And I said, you can't be liking after all that has happened. Let us hear God. Abi, the last one, we close our eyes. I said, Jeko marry. And we landed in a big ditch. Now he wants to remarry. People have died. But what I'm saying in summary, people have died. So let's seek the Lord. We cannot be afraid of what God will say. And that's the fear that cuts many people off from knowing God's voice. The fear of what will he say? How will he say it? Will he even say anything? Trusting your own heart to be capable of receiving of the Lord. How you will know that you don't even know God's voice is that fear. Once you see that fear, they've caught you. So my mom was there. I like the girl. And I said, Mama, may I not date for this one? No. So I called Pastor Desmond. Okay, let me ask Pastor Desmond. Since he is a neutral person, he can help me hear God. Pastor Desmond refused to pray. He said, this matter, because of the emotions that are involved, anything we hear may not be accurate. That's what he said to me. I said, but we have to hear something. So what I did, I put myself in a neutral state, in a neutral spot. I refuse to think, this person is my sister, this person is my brother. I remove all of that. God, what is in this matter? Show me. And I had a vision. And I saw this particular person that I was praying for. He was in prison for about 24 years. He was sentenced in prison, and it was because of a particular woman in his life. In that, I didn't see the woman, but I saw it. That was in the vision. So the moment I got up, I laughed. The moment you take, if you want to enhance your accuracy in hearing and seeing, maintain neutrality. The moment your mind, that's why you don't maintain eye contact. You maintain eye contact with her for 10 minutes. You cannot hear God again. You'll be hearing other things. You are too familiar with this person now. For instance, I cannot see something evil about my friend. So for me to be able to do that, I must maintain neutrality so that I can receive as it is coming. There's nothing coming that we cannot receive. As it's coming, we'll carry it. There's nothing. Nothing the world has not seen before. So I woke up and I called my mom. I said, I just had a vision. I said, thus hear the Lord. If you allow this thing to happen, there will be a crisis that will result in 24 years of imprisonment. So whether the person will, out of anger, kill his wife or something, I don't know. Hey, my mom screamed, said that we are not supporting that enterprise again. Test it. Subject it to a test. Just because you had a dream or vision that was fantastic and flamboyant doesn't mean it's from God. You may even see angels in the dream. Oh. It may be you just acting a film in your dream, and where you are the actor, and the actor know they die. You are just a comic relief. You are just something. You might even see seven angels with seven legs. It doesn't mean nothing. As Baba spoke it, what did he say? How did he say it? And one of the things that go with God is the issue of understanding. What do you understand from what was shown? So God is speaking to many people, but they are not getting it. So you must test every word, especially if it's something that comes in the region of your heart. Don't say you love her. Just take it that it's because you people have been having lunch together. That's why you are feeling wanker. Then your food can do dangerous things to your mind. Even if you're a prophet. Another thing I want to look at here is that Elisha had only one meeting with Elijah, and yet he had a discerning mind. He was able to discern. He had never seen this man before, but the moment that mantle touched him, there was something happened in his inside. There are people you lay hand, lay leg, lay body, because they are far away from you spiritually. There are people on the phone, Father, in the name of Jesus, something will start happening. Heart connection is important in the spiritual things. Heart connection. I said to somebody, I said, you can have prophets, you can have whatever, you can only have one pastor. And I said to the person, I said, bro, between you and myself, I don't know if I'm your pastor. So I've thrown it into your court now. You are the one that will make the decision. I said, but if I'm not sure I'm your pastor, I cannot invoke the grace over this house in your favor. Even if I say it won't work. To be just pure sentiment. Pastor, don't call me pastor. Call me brother Gwinga. Until we agree on who I am. It's very funny, but it's the way it is. Elisha had a discerning mind. The moment he had that encounter, this is what I've been waiting for. He followed. Sometimes you will need to move in haste, because a particular window may open for only 1 minute. It is discernment of the heart that will help you know what God has delivered, and you don't need to check. Go with it. Because the circumstance that will bring that in will be so unique, you won't need to check it. I don't know if somebody's hearing me now. The circumstance that surround that experience will be so unique that this thing could only have been God. Come on, say, I need a discerning mind. So please, you need to watch your allegiances. Giving Elisha time to think about that what happened under 2 minutes would have meant something else for Elisha. Even though the heavens already spoke and said, that's the guy, the heavens will now need to look for another person, because the owner of the grace has not found that person worthy. Anointing is not everything. Character is. I said anointing is not everything. Character is. Do you know that after the prophet met with him and he said, allow me to go and kiss my parents, what did the prophet say to him? Say, go back. He tested him again. Are you with me? Hello? Are you with me? The problem was, he tested him again. If we reject him, will he go back? Oh yeah, reject him again. Reject him again. Lester Sumra, who is one of the spiritual sons of Wigglesworth, they met at a particular meeting, and you know, they really connected. And Wigglesworth said he was in his, you know, he was older then. Come and visit me. This is my house. And Lester Sumra came, like, you know, we men of God, we met at a conference. Got to the entrance. They didn't allow him enter. By the time he was going to come in, Wigglesworth didn't greet him. He shouted at him from the door. Throw that rubbish you have here. We don't read devil's paper here. The guy came with a tribune and a punch. You know, he likes to know what's going on in the country. So he downloaded the app, downloaded everything. So he was reading which region will produce the next president. That's what he was reading. When he got to the front of the prophet's house, he said, come to my account, drop that rubbish. What rubbish? Is the paper? No, we don't bring that here. The nature and dynamic of relationship changed. The moment you decided to come, the roles were no more men of God. I'm now your father. So one of my rules, don't bring that. You read it outside, but don't bring it here. They tested him again. Does he have the character to be close to this anointing? Tested him. He wanted to push the guy because, you know, Elijah is temperamental. So we need to be sure that this is another failed project. Before we start, say, okay, I saw you speaking in tongues, but can you take stress? And the guy passed. The guy went home, cooked, did Sarah, did end of year party, did send forth for himself, gave people. Elisha, are doing well, though. Where did you get this kind of ram from? He says that the main one. Which main one? That one that used to walk on the fire. Yeah, you kidding? The oxen for the business was the one he killed. The oxen for the business. He burnt the bridge. That when a man says, Father, I am ready. I want to follow you. Say, take no pause nor scrip. Anything that becomes a system of reliance, dependence, outside what God has provided. What was that? Says don't slide account. What was there? So yeah, sew it into the ministry. Sew it. What of this one? I say shoe. But this is not the shoe you wore last week. Say, you cannot test me. Yeah. Behave, I've passed. If for any reason, you know. Hallelujah. Me, I'm not Elisha, I'm Elijah. I don't have time. Listen, as I round up. That little story that symbolized a man's answer, response to the call of God. And this doesn't just have to do with you being a pastor. It has to do with whatever God is laying. Please, give me some volume here, please. What God is laying on your heart for a particular season. If God asks you to do something, but there is no element of sacrifice, that is one of the things I consider to know you didn't hear God. And you should note this one. You should write it. Because if God asks you to do anything, and you are not practically risking your life on that decision, the chances are that you didn't hear God. Chances are very high. Because every time God tells you to move in a direction, you will only have that word to depend on. That domiciliary account, we are going to sow it to. Say, go and give it to my servant, God's servant in Maryland. Prophet. And you come and say, Nida Pasha Kata, we have been waiting for you. God told me somebody was coming. I change it with Malam. I start spending the money. And you, I even buy Boli. Come and eat. You want to use your dollar and eat Boli. It's God there. But that's his style. Let me tell you, in case you think the devil is better, Satan is not better. That one said, when you come, it's your mother you will sacrifice. It is a law of the spirit. No sacrifice, no weight in the spirit. Your sacrifice determines how weighty you are. The things you left to follow this God, the things you turned your back on to embrace the cross, they will count. That's why some people face some attack. It looks like it doesn't shake them. It's not their prayer life. It is the sequence of sacrifice they have been making. The devil will be trying them. Just be going. Like Instagram, Instagram reels. Just be going. Prayer is a sacrifice. Sitting around the world till God speaks to you is a sacrifice. But if you check everything that your life revolves around, and that element of sacrifice is not there, and then you came and said, God told you that it is chike. Dangerous. You are playing with fire. You are playing with fire. This guy, God, do you know that even this thing he was cooking, Elijah didn't eat inside. Be not partaker of with other men's sins. Now you get oxen where you want sacrifice. Me, I'm just a messenger. We are outside. When you finish sharing food, you meet us. What's that your name again? Say Elisha. Your name is even close to my own. I'm outside. Give me chair. Please, can I have water? We have malt. He said, no, give me water. Because this ministry, you will be drinking lots of water. Where we are going, you will not have plenty malt to drink. But he accepted the mandate. Please hear me. We must be careful of power without the cross. Influence without sacrifice. Blessings without worship. Stage announcement without heaven's open declaration. Let's recognize God's servant, Reverend David Adeyemi, all the way from the Harvestwell Assembly, Illinois, Texas. Be careful of stage announcement when the heavens have been quiet over you. Some of you should leave this meeting and go on a retreat to revive your dead daughter. Who agrees with me? Wave to me. I need sincere people now. God is not far. It's by the altar, waiting for your sacrifice. Don't start tomorrow. Start immediately after this service. You know you've been gone for a while, so you need to boot. Don't go and be confessing sin. No, if you confess sin, you will not pray again. You'll be feeling bad. Your phone will just ring. Bam. First test. It's pastor. I beg, don't pick that call. If I call you, where God says you come and pray, you pick it under, we break that for. If you pick that, you are trying to restore your altar, you are picking call. Don't pick that call. Don't respond. I will call you later. Don't answer. If I'm the one, don't answer. If you call it, that phone will blow. It's pastor. My pastor. I'll go and stand outside. When you finish sharing your food, meet me. The reason why we are so much talk in church today
is because we don't have men like Elisha. We know Bible. We know many things. Accurate teaching. Greek and Hebrew. Singing. Even praying. What is Baba saying? 10 people will tell you 10 different things. We don't even have confirmation among ourselves again. Confirmation. That agrees with what God told me yesterday. That's like a continuation of what you are saying. Everybody saying. Everybody knows the problem of the church. Listen. Jesus, our Lord Jesus, he taught us. Tina, he has not changed his mind. This is what he said. If any man, any woman, any child, you may be a bishop, but if any man, you may be an archbishop, but if any man, you may be an IT specialist, but peradventure you are interested. If any man desires to follow me, which was what he was telling Peter, I will allocate a cross to him. He will carry that cross for the rest of his days. The cross that you allocated will now determine what kind of enjoyment you may have or may not have. There is a general provision in the constitution, but by certain roles that may be assigned to you, you are not allowed. For instance, if you are the president of the country in Nigeria, you are not allowed to have a foreign account. Forget that some people actually have, but really, you are not supposed to have. There are some countries you cannot have dual citizenship if you want to be a politician. Yeah, in Nigeria, it's not like that. Oga, go to Nigeria. Here in Serewana, if you want to be president in Serewana, we don't. It's only one city. Only one cap fits the head. Understanding this singular requirement will open you to a heavy load of divine authority and influence in the realm of the spirit. Why many will pray and shout, and it seems that God is not there, is because when they check your back, there's no cross. So you are asking God to intervene and bring solution to something that doesn't advance his purpose, doesn't advance his agenda. Everything is just another Christian babalawo here. Somebody thinking that the best way to understand God is when he solves problems. Does God solve problems? But that's not his primary purpose. When he looks at you, that cross that he gave to you, that message, that mandate, you will hand it over back. You will hand it over, but not as a cross, but as souls. Not as a cross, but as what? As souls. You gave me 5 talents. I have brought back that 5 plus a 100% increase. Then he looks at you and says, my son, enter into the joy of your Lord. Understanding this message is very critical to how even God begins to look at you. Because for the bulk of us, they are not sure what to think. That we are praying, we are singing, but why is it that revival tarries among us? Why is it that we are not seeing the move of God? Why is it that people's lives are not changed? Why can people be in church and be sleeping without a sense of guilt? Why is it that people's prayer altar dead, no remorse? Why is it that we no longer have genuine fellowship amongst ourselves? Why is it that we cannot be close to each other without thinking evil? The cross. Because the moment a cross bearer sees another cross bearer, they are able to relate. They are able to draw strength. They are able to share fellowship. But at the root of this message is the singular fact of allegiances. If any man wants to follow Jesus, if any man wants to follow God, if any man wants to maintain a healthy marriage, if any man wants to do well in his business, if any man wants to be fruitful in the service of the Lord, there is one defining factor where your allegiance lies. So every time we come to church like this, and we sing. Our songs should not only tell us about praising God. Our songs should teach us the counsels of God. Hey, did you hear what I just said? I said our songs should do what? Should teach us the counsels of the Lord. And that's one way you can know how shallow we have become. Because when you listen to an average song today on radio, on TV, we praise God, we magnify God, you can't hear any depth of doctrine. You can't hear any depth. Something that makes you think again. And like, oh. Do you understand what I'm saying? There was somewhere those songs, other songs, those ones you used to sing. Like when you hear, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my heart, I will seek to honor His commandment. Okay, sing that song and be lost in. Can you see? The song has disabled every cable and wire. Because you can't sing that song without thinking. It's not just to be saying, we'll praise the Lord. Yeah, but some of these songs are not really just that they are not good. We can praise God, but the life of God is not in those songs. There's a song we used to sing when in those days, you will hear, praising the Lord, praising in the sanctuary, praising in the firmament, God is power. When we sing that song, it's the same praise song, but it draws attention to a revelation of God. Many of the praise songs we are singing are lazy attempts. Are people who claim to be gospel musicians. Those songs do not have heaven's validation. That's why they modulate it and fine-tune it. The life of God is totally gone out of those songs. And the only thing you can do is to dance seductive and worldly dance steps to them, because those songs have no usefulness. Oh yeah, dance seductive one dance to this one that I sang now. Dance it. If can you see what I'm saying? Just check it. Let's open the book and check it. Why did Israelites refrain from singing the Lord's song in a strange land? Why? How come everything is okay for us? How come everything is now a subject of personal interpretation? When the word of God says that prophecy cannot be of private interpretation. I leave this matter at your doorstep. So that before you begin to accuse God and say that, oh, God is not faithful, not faithful, you better check where your allegiance is. And I'm going back home to do the same. The Lord bless your heart in the name of Jesus. And the Lord restore you. As you go back and think about this thing, the Lord will show you where you need to fix in the name of Jesus. Now let's take that song one more time. Praising the Lord, praising in His sanctuary.